Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to The Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, I'm going to throw it out there. The hat is the most underrated accessory in fishing. Keep our call, Panger.
You ever lost your hat at takeoff, Dave? You ever lost your hat halfway through the day? Not important until you don't have it. Then it's miserable.
Horrible. Horrible. I mean, if you have hair, it's a mess. If you don't have hair, you're fried. I mean, it's a very important tool. Do we agree on this?
I think we have to agree because there's a number of different angles that you can take on this too. Remember Michael Neal's back-to-back run of Angler of the Years on the pro circuit? What did he have? A lucky hat. Wore the same hat every single day. How many of these guys have hats that are falling apart that they keep in the boat? Now it's a comfort blanket to them. Not only is it a safety, look at all of the buffs and the sun visors. Look, Brandon Polinick, he's cashing top five in bucket hats now.
Bucket hats are a great hat.
Joey Cifuentes, he's winning tournaments in cowboy hats.
He is.
Bernie Schultz, he's top 10 in visors. There's all sorts of different style of hats. Then on top of it, it's important for marketing to differentiate yourself from other people. You're able to show your sponsors off on your hat as well. So the more I think about it, the more valuable a hat becomes in the professional fishing world. Name a guy other than Chad Pipkins and Scott Martin who you see hatless on a regular basis.
They're not. I mean, take Bill Dance's hat off. You ever seen Bill Dance without his hat? His own family wouldn't recognize him. You take his hat and glasses off and he looks like a totally different human being. So yeah,
sleeps in that Tennessee hat.
Well, wouldn't you, if you were Bill Dance?
Well, yeah. Do you have one of those Tennessee hats?
I don't. Hey Bill, I'm sure he's a big viewer of The Call. Mm-hmm. We'd like some hats.
But then from a safety standpoint, think skin cancer, sun, eyes, protection, sight fishing early in the year. Getting the sun out, being able to reduce the glare and see more. I think the hat is an integral and overlooked part of the fishing apparel as a whole.
Yeah, it's time the world starts showing the hat a little more respect when you think about it. I mean, how many anglers do you see fire their hat on the dashboard as they're driving along? I mean, they got several hats across the dashboard there and they just leave. You'd never do that with your graphs. But I'll take this in a different direction. Which is the most important hat? Which is the best hat for angling, Panger?
The best hat for angling. Well, obviously the most popular is just going to be your standard normal brimmed hat. But
ball cap.
I have never worn one in my entire life. But if you look at it, if you look at Randy Howell and you look at Brandon Polinick and you look at Brandon Card, the most versatile, probably efficient hat is the bucket hat.
I'm all in. I mean, I wear one a lot when I'm fishing. Weirdly enough, I'm not man enough to wear it on camera as much, but I wear it when I'm fun fishing all the time because it protects all of your neck, your ears, your nose. It gives you more shade. You can take said bucket hat, dump it in the water to cool off.
You can run with it on. You don't have to worry about the stiff bill flopping the hat off of your head while you're running.
Yeah, they all come with it. You can tighten down. You can have it on, tighten down the string. You can have it flowing. I mean, Joey Cifuentes' hat's good, a cowboy hat, but running is a disaster. I mean, that's the only time he's lost them, I guess. But I'm all in with the bucket hat. We just have to find a way to make it cool.
I think Brandon's on the path there. You put some music behind it. You boat flip a couple 4-pounders. You top 10 a couple tournaments with it, and that's all it takes. I mean, someone had to be the person who made Uggs cool.
Who made Uggs cool?
I mean, back when I was in college, that was a deal. All the chicks wore Uggs.
Yeah, no, but who was it that made them? Do you know Gerald Swindle wears Uggs? That's a shocker. Like when you see
the shoes are the furry.
Bootish shoes, shoe booties, I guess. I don't. They're not the tall ones. Shoobs.
Shoots. I did not see this go in the bucket hat direction, but the more I think about it, you are right. The cinch factor is key too.
Yeah. So key. Sun protection allows you to see fish, you're ready for every situation. And if you think we guys are reaching for topics, clearly we are, but we're
I think this is a topic because this guy's identities. Byron Velvick, Bernie Schultz, Scott Martin. I mean, they're visor guys. They always have been, always will be.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, look, I mean, we both got sponsors on our hats right here. We didn't even intentionally do it. We got hats. It's an important part of the, could you imagine doing the show without a hat? It wouldn't feel right, would it?
No, no. Hats are very important. I'm all in with it. I mean, I agree. I mean, this, I wish we could argue, but hats are
Kumbaya
great.
Kumbaya today.
Yeah. And bucket hats are even better.
Little asterisks next to the bucket hat.
It makes it, I challenge Brandon Paulnick, make it cool. Many have tried. Often they've failed. But I think if anybody can make it cool, it'd be Brandon Paulnick.
But there's different, the bucket hat has different styles, though. I think you can have a dorky bucket hat, and then Brandon's was more cool because it wasn't the outlandish, like, Mr. Tex floppy giant hat. Like, it was a reasonable brim on the bucket hat. Like, you can get too brimmy.
Well, let me ask you this. If Brandon Paulnick puts a bucket hat on that isn't cool, does it ultimately just become kind of cool?
Ooh, that's a chicken or the egg question.
Sure is. Let us know what you guys think. Keeper Cull, the hat is the most underrated piece of fishing equipment we all have. It's a weird one, Panger.
You know what I mean, though, because his hat, his bucket hat is not the same as like the Brandon Card, but there's the like Howell's bucket hat is way floppier than what Paulnick wore.
I haven't spent that much time like breaking down the bucket hat.
The head to hat ratio has to fit. Like, if it looks cartoonish while you're fishing, then I think you have to feel cool in it to fish to your maximum potential is what I'm trying to say.
Makes sense to me.
If it's distracting to your ability to catch fish, then I don't think it's an applicable piece of apparel.
Could your hat throw too big a shadow dead fishing? No, I mean, it's going to allow you to see better. You can fold down the little bucket hat, get your little channel.
Look like you're ready to find some lost treasure.
Why do people watch this?